media showing the effects of his battle with Crohn's disease. The magician has suffered from the condition since he was a teenager and had to have part of his bowel removed. The photo shows his face badly swollen as a result of his ongoing treatments. Claire Richards says she could never bring herself to sell her Brit Awards. She picked up the accolade in 2000 when Steps won the prize for Best Live Act. Her comments come after former S Club 7-star Paul Cattermole recently attempted to offload his Brit for £65,000. And a Peter Kay tribute act is cashing in after the comedian cancelled his tour late last year. Lee Lard says he's seen a huge rise in bookings. Jack Butland will start in goal for England's friendly international against Italy at Wembley. He replaces Jordan Pickford, with Gareth Southgate seemingly still undecided who will be his number one keeper at the World Cup. Meanwhile, Raheem Sterling has called for the England fans to get behind the team in Russia. The Manchester City winger was subjected to boos from some supporters during the Euros. Scotland are looking to bounce back from their home defeat against Costa Rica. H&M has posted a 61% drop in profits for the 3 months to February. They say sales have fallen for the second quarter in a row. The Bank of England said it considered this month increasing the amount of money banks must set aside to counter their lending risks, but they say they've held off taking a decision until June. It's as Britain's economy continues to show signs of growth. United Utilities Group say they expect to report higher profit and revenue for the year ending March. They say business has been helped by regulatory changes in how utilities charge their customers. Britain's largest electricals and mobile phone retailer Dixon's Carphone has named Halfords finance chief Johnny Mason as its finance director. Their current finance chief, Humphrey Singer, is set to leave the company at the end of this month to join clothing and food retailer Marks and Spencer. And the governor of Arizona has suspended Uber's ability to test self-driving cars on public roads in the state. It follows a fatal crash last week that killed a 49-year-old pedestrian. Any lingering rain will eventually clear. A few bright spells are expected once the rain moves away. There will be more showers later. Some of these may be heavy, highs of 12.
Channel Radio. Great music and talk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Rift Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RiftResearch.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com. Interested in collaborating with like-minded Kent businesses? Join our supplymybusiness.co.uk community today and start growing your Kent business network for just £20 a month.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio, on Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 27th of March, with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the lovely...
Bird without a bike at the minute.
Where's your bike then? What are you done with it? I'm got a puncher?
I'm on my feet, aren't I?
Are you?
The poor dog. Can I just say, I took the dog on the run as well. 17 miles at the weekend. She's amazing. She's got no legs left now. She like looks at me like, oh God, okay, Mum, here we go. Yeah, it's good.
Well, just very quickly, as you mentioned that, doing this without a bike, because marathons aren't normally your bit. You're normally arm woman, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a triathlete, yeah.
Yeah.
We were just talking about it, weren't we? Yeah. And I was just saying to Simon that I actually prefer training for Ironman, which is crazy because a marathon is at the end of the bike.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know what an Ironman is, but it's 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and then a marathon. Mm. But you don't realise the difference. So I'll do that 12 hours, and then a marathon is just, it eats my mind up. It's because it's like fast for a long time.
Okay.
Whereas Ironman, it's endurance. It's that rhythm. Yeah. It's all about rhythm.
It's cycling up Box Hill.
Well, no, I've not done. I love Box Hill. That's a duathlon that I love, which is called the Ball Buster, which they've just. I know.
Back to the G pants.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, I want to get. Can we talk about these G pants? Right,
yeah, you need G pants for that, don't you?
I would love some G pants.
Yeah. You'd need G pants for the Ball Buster, though, wouldn't you?
No, I've done it a couple of times now.
Have you?
Yeah.
Anyway. Just like that in her dreams.
No, not at all. It's the hardest race ever on the planet.
Mm. Well, go on, tell us about it.
Okay, so the Ball Buster is Box Hill, so it's got Box Hill, which is...
That's in Surrey.
Yeah, 2 miles from the bottom to the top, which sounds bad. It's not bad on its own, but in an endurance race, so you, it's an 8-mile circuit that you run first, you then cycle it 3 times, and then you run it the second time. And so you're doing Box Hill 5 times, so you've got 10 miles of big hill. And people go, oh, Box Hill wasn't that bad, Bird. What are you talking about? I'm like, look, do it 5 times, non-stop, and then let's talk about it. And that change in muscle groups and that. But I learn, and this is what I do, and I love listening to, you know, people who look after their bodies and use their bodies for performance.
Mate.
Yeah. Is that without me being in contact with the way my body feels, my business would not be at the elevation that it is.
Right.
And that's works for me. I know that you'll go, don't be so ridiculous.
But, no, I don't but, actually.
But
no,
for
I
me,
don't.
Peak performance in the body leads the business, not the other way around.
I can appreciate that. Yeah.
It's why my body's honed.
But it's really interesting. I'd stopped doing Facebook Lives for a little while, hadn't I? And the amount of people that went, Bird, we need you back on it. Because we like to see you sweating, crying, falling over in the mud. I promise you, I'll do this all with a Facebook Live. Running, and people like to see my madness, although it's not mad.
It makes us feel better.
Yeah.
We go, look at that silly bird.
This is at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they're all in their beds. Going,
we're all laying in bed going, no, she's
can
doing exercise
job,
for me.
Love.
Yeah, come, do another lap, bird. I'm feeling a bit peaky this morning.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Absolutely. I had a tweet from Mark Goldfinch.
Have you?
He says, where did that hour go? A really, really enjoyable first hour on the Business Bunker this week. Well, thank you for that, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
We love it, don't we?
We do. I want to tell you about something new, and then we're going to speak to our next guest in a moment. But Business Kent. It's keep up to date with the latest business news in Kent as it happens. Add your business event to a calendar, and that's free, and they'll promote it absolutely free. Read the very latest business blogs, keeping you up to date with the latest thinking, circulated to over 20,000 businesses every Friday, or log in anytime at businesskent.co.uk.
I'm
Check
really
it out.
Sorry I didn't listen to that then.
Say that again. It's an online newspaper.
I like that.
Business paper, businesskent.co.uk.
It's all about content creation.
Exactly. Absolutely. I also want to tell you about networking on the Marsh. There's the Marsh Networking Over Breakfast at 7:45 a.m. Oh, no, that one's gone. Sorry. There's Marsh Networking Over Coffee on April the 4th, and that takes place at the St. Paul Arms in New Romney High Street. And then there's Marsh After Hours Networking on April the 22nd, and that takes place at the Ship Inn in Dymchurch. And then there's Marsh Networking Over Breakfast on April the 24th. And that's also at the Ship in Dymchurch.
Well, to carry on that theme, we've got networking. Get ready for this. Hashtag Slope Off Friday.
Slope Off Friday.
May the 4th
be
with us. 6th
I hope you recover.
Of April at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Starting at 6th of April
and next morning.
Finishing at 2 a.m. the following day.
I'm never going.
This is lunch.
I'm not doing it. I'm never doing it. No, scares me.
Slope
Welcome
off.
To the next Slope Off Friday with the FSB hosted by Jules Sirkin and Andrew Knott for a 3-course lunch. Do not be fooled. They're drawing you in.
Don't go for this.
The Carriage Restaurant at Preston Street, Faversham. The price is £20 per head. And yeah, it's a lovely menu. Arrive at 2 o'clock for mingling. You sit down at 2:30. Wow, they've got a proper... They've written it beautifully this time, haven't they? Usually we just get...
Well, they've sobered up.
Anyway... And then taxi home with Mr. Andrews.
That, at 2 o'clock in the morning. They went to lunch. 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll get a phone call from Jules. Hello. Oh, God. You're drunk again, aren't you? Yeah. Can you come and get us? Where are you? Whitstable? No, I can't.
And just to follow on from that networking, we've also got a ZC Live, a one-day social media and digital event.
Oh, that's brilliant, yeah.
It's awesome. We did it last year.
Yep.
So this is Friday, the 1st of June at Strood Academy in Rochester, Kent, 8:30 till 4, and it is free to attend. That's free. And you can learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in business, how to build your online presence, become a successful influencer, how to turn your knowledge into a product and increase your leads. It is so worthwhile going. You know, we had a great time last year. I did all the Facebook Live and everything. So book your place and go on to zcsocialmedia.com.
Fantastic. The next Networkers Networking event has now been put in the calendar. It's a full-day event. It's all about networking and helping business owners to be more productive with their time and to make great connections. Set in a stunning location, and it is stunning, of the Port Lim Hotel. It's taking place on Thursday, the 17th of May, from 9:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. And the theme for the event is digital, how to network online as well as offline. There's three great speakers, some of the best networking and masterminding groups in Kent, and 50-plus businesses. In fact, we had 60 at the last one at Eastwell Manor. The speakers at this one are Ali Hollands. Ali is an award-winning clinical hypnotherapist and successful businesswoman with a passion for facilitating success in business and life. Molly Wright, who's the founder of Molly Moodle Media. It's not easy to say, Molly Moodle Media. Molly Wright has worked in marketing for over 7 years now, and Molly will be sharing with us the power of online networking via social media and how it can enhance your face-to-face networking. I have to say, you have to go to listen to Molly just for the sake of listening to Molly. She's an entire series of EastEnders in one speech.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
She's darling. Yeah. Babe, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm serious. That's how she speaks.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
She's 24.
Yeah.
You think she's about 85?
Yeah. Absolutely. And the third speaker at Networkers Networking event is Amy McManus, the founder of AM Marketing. Amy is a retail strategy and branding specialist, and she'll be sharing the power of digital networking and why it should be part of your strategy. So do get along. There's an early bird booking is open now. If you book before the 18th of April, it's £18 to attend the event with refreshments but without lunch. These are just the prices for early bird booking. Or it's £27 to attend the event with a full lunch. You need to book that before the 18th of April, otherwise the prices go up slightly. And you can do that by going to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE.
When you say early bird, I always think you're talking to me.
Do you? Yeah.
Every time. Grow West Kent, 26th of April, Mercure Tunbridge Wells Hotel in Pembury. This is 8:30 a.m. to 2:50. Six world-class speakers, two exciting panel sessions, three networking opportunities with breakfast rolls, morning refreshments and a sandwich lunch, one conference guide, over 100 worth of products from our speakers. That's Grow... Oh, hold on. Sorry. www.growkent.co.uk.
Cool. To celebrate 40 successful years of one of the UK's hottest tickets, the organisers of the Leeds Castle Classical Concert, which this year takes place on Saturday the 14th of July, have announced four sensational soloists who will be taking to the stage to mark this special anniversary event. Louise Dearman, who is a British actress and singer, most well known for playing the roles of Glinda and Althea in the West End production of Wicked. Radio and television, she played Lewis Lane in BBC. And Kiss Me Kate, she's a regular on Friday night, is Music Night on Radio 2, and the voice of Clara in the Confused.com advert. There you go. And has recorded for Heart, Magic and Capital FM. Tim Hauer is a Canadian actor, singer and songwriter based in London, and he's known for having one of the most versatile voices in the business, which earned him the nickname of Tim the Power Hauer. I don't know how they thought of that. His UK theatre credits include Rock of Ages, Tonight's the Night, Peggy Sue Got Married, Shoes, On the Town, Ragtime and Latin Fever. His Canadian-US credits include Rent, Les Miserables, Hello Dolly, Miss Saigon, Baby, John Gray's Rock and Roll, Tommy, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, The House of Martin Gurr and Anne of Green Ables and Oliver. Blimey. And then Katie Bird.
That's not me.
Katie Bird, no relation, but she is from these parts because Katie's originally from Bearsted.
I'm not.
No, I know you're not. You're from the West Country, very far south of Bournemouth. Down in pirate country.
Carry on.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
My lovely.
Yeah.
Black Sport. Wah, 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 wah.
Carry on.
Okay, sorry. Katie Bird, who's originally from Bearstead in Kent, grew up with Leeds Castle Classic Concert right on her doorstep. Last year, this sensational soprano made her debut for the English National Opera, singing Marcia and Chloe in David Alden's new production of The Queen of Spades. Katie has also recently made solo debuts with Scottish Opera, Northern Ireland Opera, Opera North, Neville Holt Opera, and the Longborough Festival of Opera. Alexander James Edwards, who's from Essex, began his career as a member of the Young Artist Programme at the Royal Opera House. Other companies he's worked for include the English National Opera, Touring Opera, Grange Park Opera, Opera Holland Park, and Opera North. He last performed at the Classic Concert in Leeds in 2014. And along with much-loved classical favourites, the audience in this one-off special will be treated to a special finale, including greatest hits from the 70s. Blimey. The special Ruby celebratory event will have a real birthday party atmosphere throughout the summer and evening. Tickets are available until the 30th of April at the spring offer rates of £40 for a picnic style or £50 for reserve seating. If you want to book your tickets or find out more about it, leedscastleconcert.co.uk.
Cool. Cambridge Village. Remember we were talking about them earlier. They've said they've been shortlisted for a Canterbury Award, Hospitality Award. So they support clients with mental health who need support after hospital. So there's another shout out for you, and good luck with the Canterbury Awards. It's this Thursday.
It is this Thursday. It's after the Grow Kent show at the Spitfire Ground. That's a county cricket ground. 29th of March, this Thursday. There's a breakfast meeting if you want to come along. And then the Grow Kent show all day. There's an exhibition and there's workshops and there's speakers and all the rest of it. And then in the evening, it's the Canterbury Business Awards. And that's the second year running of the Canterbury Business Awards. I do believe I heard a rumour that there's 180 people booked for
really?
That.
Really? Interesting. I can't. I'm not allowed to apply, am I? We have this problem all the time. I'm a global company. Kent County Council Smart Support are running a series of exclusive free workshops geared towards businesses that are primed for rapid growth. Three separate courses are being run in Gravesham.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, Gravesham. Huh. North Kent.
I feel like it was Gravesend and Faversham all in one.
No, it's
it's true, isn't it?
Yeah. No,
I thought you were having a laugh at me.
No. Huh. It's the municipal area of Gravesend and surrounding areas.
Anyway, Gravesham, Maidstone and Swale. These are made up of 4 half-day workshops that will allow you to understand your core business model, and the course will take you right through understanding successful tendering practices and will give you all the knowledge you need to grow your business. So each free course is limited to 12 places. Businesses looking to access the course should ideally have a turnover of 250,000 and should have 5 or more employees and have an ambition to grow. Love that.
Fantastic. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to talk to our next guest.
Who?
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show the lovely Justine Cullen. Justine, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Justine runs Justine Cullen Jewellery.
Justine Cullen Jewellery.
Yes. And we're going to talk to you about that. But first of all, we're going to establish some ground rules here.
Okay.
She's not Canadian. She's from the West Coast.
LA.
From LA.
Perfect.
Warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I know.
I can see why you moved here.
Yeah, thank you. I moved here for the weather. Clearly.
Of course you did. Yeah,
I wanted some grain and green.
Yeah, you couldn't stand the sun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Basically.
And whereabouts in LA are you from?
I grew up in a place called Topanga Canyon.
Right.
It's just off the coast highway, and it's situated sort of between Malibu and Pacific Palisades. It's a very beautiful place to grow up.
Absolutely, yeah. A few years ago, my sons and I hired an RV, and we drove the entire length backwards and forwards of the Pacific Coast High Road, and we surfed every single beach.
Amazing.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, we have some very good surf along.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. We finished up a Big Sur as well in Northern California, which was really evil.
Yes, but, yeah, cold. The
it was cold and evil,
sharks,
but it was,
right?
Yeah, exactly. There'd be sharks. And
I'm more of like a sit on the land kind of person.
All right, okay. Cool. So what brought you to the UK, apart from the weather?
Love, obviously.
All right, obviously. Yeah. And how long have you been here?
I've been here for 17 years.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I was in Holland before this.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I was in Holland and that's where I met my husband.
Right. Is he Dutch or?
No, he's English.
He's English, okay.
Yes.
Cool. Just want to check these things.
South London boy, originally.
South London?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Nice one. So tell us a bit about you in terms of your, the work you do, the jewellery design that you do, how you got into that, what kind of things you do?
Basically, some years ago, I had a different business with a best friend, and we were sort of selling music. My husband, he's a musician.
Right.
He's a DJ. So we were taking sort of underground music at that time. Mm. We split our time between living in Holland and Los Angeles. My best friend.
Whereabouts in Holland were you?
Amsterdam.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. So my best friend Sarah and I, we were splitting our time. Mm. And we were really picking up on all this unique sort of music and fashion and culture and kind of bringing it from Holland and bringing it over to Los Angeles, and then doing it in reverse and finding amazing things in Los Angeles and bringing it back with us.
So, yep, sure.
You know, no Facebook yet, no sort of online, none of that was happening. So it was really sort of just by word of mouth.
Cool.
So we sort of started to develop a really amazing network of contacts and people through that. And I met my husband through that as well, which was interesting. We kind of got to a point where that particular end of that style of music, that techno music, was kind of reaching a peak. And I could just sort of see that everything we'd built was sort of coming, you know, at that peak when it's going to, it works so hard to make it happen and get into shops and do all this. And I really wanted to go out on a high, and so did she. So I decided to move from Los Angeles, come and be in the UK with my now husband. And we kind of both needed a career change. And, well, I love cakes as well.
So cakes.
I know I shouldn't eat too many. There's a fascination with maybe baking or jewelry, but was there like a job in jewelry? And I remember my husband's face looking really confused when I asked him that, and he never really heard me speak about jewelry ever. So I had to learn how to actually make jewelry.
Right.
So I started really from the beginning.
Hold on a cotton picking minute here, Justine.
Okay.
So this is an interesting part of the discussion we were having earlier about gaps in the market. This is a completely different take on it, isn't it? That says, what shall I do? Okay, I'll do that. Now I'll find out how to do it.
Yeah.
Cool.
And
like
I've got an audience already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always was fascinated. Sarah as well, both of us. We were both fascinated with fashion and music and how to get in there and do something in there. But definitely, there's no social media yet. There really wasn't access to so much information like what we have now, which is really amazing.
Mm.
So it was very much fly by the seat of your pants and kind of make it up as you go along.
Right. So,
I did my first adult education class. I was heavily pregnant as well, so sort of the end of my pregnancy.
You don't do things by half, do
not
you?
Not really.
No, okay. No.
I liked your story earlier, actually, about kind of just being all in, because I'd say that's me as well.
Yeah,
so
go for it.
I think. So I remember the teacher being really sort of nervous. I wasn't allowed to touch any chemicals because I was pregnant, and I was frustrated because I wanted to be able to do everything right away, and of course, I had thumbs for fingers, all thumbs. And did my first little bit. We were living in London, then we had our son, and we decided to move from London because we didn't want to really raise him where we were living. So we moved here to Kent by chance. It wasn't really like a we know people here, so we didn't know anybody.
You got on the wrong train.
Yeah. My husband brought me here. He said it was the warmest part. He said it was warm here.
He's really warm. Yeah. He is right. We do have like a little microcosm kind.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's tropical. Esher is well known for its tropical weather.
It's not warm. It's warmer, apparently. So, yeah, I kind of got hooked. But it is beautiful here, and the people are friendly. So, anyways, we moved here, tiny baby. My husband travels for work a lot, so I was on my own quite a lot, didn't really know anybody. And I thought, how am I ever going to do this jewelry adventure then and in the middle of nowhere? And guess what? Where we moved, there was an adult ed class at the Tower School one night a week, 2 miles from my house that I moved to. I took it as a sign. I like those kind of signs sometimes.
So you enrolled in a jewelry class.
Yeah.
And what kind of things were you learning to do?
We were learning actually silversmithing, which at the time I didn't realize was different than jewelry making. And actually, they're completely two. They're interchangeable, but really, if you're going to be serious in either field, they are different.
They are different skills, yeah.
But my teacher, Owen, was just amazing. Obviously, I hadn't confessed to anybody that I had this secret fantasy of like a career in jewelry at that time. You know, I kept that to myself. I was kind of shy about even considering this. It's such a big skill set to learn.
Mm.
It's really difficult to do that. So that was my one night a week and my night out for 2 hours, baby at home.
All right.
And I kind of carried on like that for a couple of years to get some skill set behind me. My husband built me a little place to work and practice, and I think I just did it every hour that I had spare, practice, practice. And eventually it kind of led me to, I found out about a magical place called Hatton Garden,
right.
Which is the jewelry district. And there was a specialty class from school there, and I signed up for it. It was a 3-day course, but it completely changed my life. It showed me you could have a whole career. It was a booming industry, and there was space for me. So I'd say that was like the first big door that opened. That was some years ago.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, was silversmithing the route you went, or did you swap to more conventional jewellery?
Yeah, I swapped to more conventional jewellery.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what kind of things, I kind of understand, I think, what conventional jewellery, silversmithing looks like.
Right.
What kind of things do you learn with ordinary jewellery, whatever you call it?
You actually, the items obviously are smaller. The skill set does transfer, but you work on much sort of, you know, items. You have to be able to wear them. I think right. That's been the most challenging thing to learn about designing jewellery. It has to look amazing, but it has to fit on your body.
Right.
Be comfortable. I like quite big statement pieces, and that is really challenging to get something that's quite big. Mm. But when you wear it, I'm hoping you forget it's on. Mm. So, you know, it's just comfortable, so you're not fussing over it or, you know, feeling like it's in the way.
Fantastic. Mm. So you've started designing and making jewelry.
Correct.
And how long have you been doing that now?
My son is 14. So I think the first little study that I did was 15 years ago.
Okay.
When I picked up my first set of tools. But that first bit was obviously mixed in with, you know, being a mom's always been first, and raising him and fitting it around it. And as he's getting older, I have more time to dedicate to it.
Cool. And you have a website now which displays your jewelry. I had a quick look at it, and it looks really fascinating.
Thank you.
And gorgeous. So do you sell exclusively online?
No, I'm really a very sort of custom bespoke service. Although my work is available online, my customer base has always spread sort of word of mouth and recommendations. I do a lot of custom work for people, specialty items, whether it's wedding or engagement, maybe just a unique item, you
right.
know, something different. And then I make my own little sort of limited edition collections on my website in silver, and then some in the fine jewelry range as well. So where I'm working in gold and diamonds and sparkly things.
Cool. Sweet. I want to bring in Chris at a moment, Chris Gase from Rift Accounting. Welcome back onto the show, Chris. It's good to see you again.
It's nice to be back.
You're looking a bit more relaxed than last time you were on. Last time we were fast approaching the end of January and the tax submission year. Now we've only got April to worry about now.
That's right. So it's all going to kick off the new tax year again from next week.
Absolutely. I want to talk to you about some other stuff in a minute. But first of all, Chris, you've introduced us to Justine, and there's a fascinating part to her story that I just want to cover, because one of the things that Rift Group do is R&D tax credits. And I do believe that you're doing some work with Justine on R&D tax credits. Can you tell us a bit about that?
We are. So we have spoken about R&D tax credits when I've been with you before, and one of the things we've been keen to stress is it's not all about people wearing
labs and white coats. Yeah. And that's one of the interesting things, isn't it? And it's one of the many reasons that we wanted to hear from Justine, because people so often think it's about, you know, being in a lab and inventing a new material or something like that, but it's not. There's a lot more to R&D than just that, isn't there?
That's right. So R&D is all about doing something differently, whether that's a process or a product that's not in the market. If you're doing something that no one else is doing out there, or arriving at a position by a different route, then that could be R&D.
Mm.
So it's nice to have a real life example that we can show you that's not your typical preconception of what R&D is.
Mm.
So the way that Justine's been arriving at some of her end products is not the way that possibly anyone's done it before. So she'll be able to tell you about that much, cool. much so, better than I can.
So, Justine, secrets, but. So what are you doing differently?
I've had a lot of really sort of inventive designs, but more recently, in the last few years, I worked on a piece and it took 2 years to build it. It was really complex and right. It was very design heavy. And it has a certain pattern to it that's continuous, and it's really complicated in the way that we had to build it. And that's where the R&D portion could come in, because we had so many hours of sort of prototyping, making molds, sure. going back to the beginning. Mm. That's a very long...
So what you're telling me, tell me if I've got this wrong, what you're telling me is that you've kind of had to invent a process for making this, and right. it's that process that yeah. is the unique part of it.
Large part of R&D is actually getting it wrong.
Yeah.
So yeah. And
you will do things and they won't work.
Yeah.
And you'll find another way to do it. So
it's experimental.
It is. Yeah. Okay. So without those, if you did it right the first time, then... Yeah. There wouldn't be much yes, experimentation.
Yeah. So what? Yeah, anyone could do that. So, yeah, yeah.
Like some pieces are so straightforward, it wouldn't. There would be no need for it. But I've got another piece now to go with that first piece I worked on,
right.
and that's also complicated. And we've had to go back.
Can you tell us what the piece is?
Yes. So it's a necklace called Midnight, and I've just
a necklace called Midnight.
Midnight.
Yeah.
And it's crafted in white gold, 18 karat white gold, right. and has diamonds and black sapphires. It's very, very pretty.
Wow.
And we've just debuted it at the start of the year. We were chosen through the DIT, Department of International Trade locally.
Yeah.
We've hooked up with them, and they have a department stateside who selected us to participate in the Great Showcase
right.
event in Los Angeles at the British Consulate. So we got to debut it there, which was really exciting.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's kind of doing it.
So you're taking Coles to Newcastle. You're taking your stuff back home to LA and yeah, going, yeah. look what I made while I was away.
I'm a British brand. I yeah. make everything here. I'm very passionate about that. I'm yeah. very proud yeah. To have the industry here, you know, celebrate it. We have so much talent. And if we don't use it, it will vanish like any trade. You know, I feel very...
Fantastic. So have you been to LA with this... Midnight necklace, or is it still something on the cards?
No, I have. So that was January.
Okay, and how did that go?
It was amazing. It was it was great, because during the process, we had 3 years of a secret with this necklace. We didn't tell anybody about it, apart from Rift, because we had the claim that we were dealing with.
Yeah.
But it was like the longest, most difficult secret to keep ever in my life. So that January was its first outing, and finally we could shout about it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we brought it back here to debut it here alongside London Fashion Week.
Fantastic. And this piece, just focusing on Midnight for yeah. the moment, is it a one-off piece, or are you going to make a series of them, or how's that going to work?
So that's a one-of-a-kind piece, and then it will have a small capsule collection around it, which will involve several pieces to go with it, but Midnight is she's the queen, that's it. So just a one there, and then a few pieces that will be available for special order after.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
that's absolutely brilliant. Justine, if people want to find out about the stuff that you're making and look at your collections and buy some of it, hopefully, yes. how can they do that?
You can find me on my website, which is www. I'm waiting for you to say World Wide Web.
Yeah, come on, Bird. You missed your cue.
I'm listening to you and I'm like, well, I want to ask this question. I'm controlling myself.
My fault. Yeah. JustineCullen.com.
Yep.
I'm on Twitter at JC Jewelry.
Yep.
Instagram, I do a lot on Instagram.
Yeah, sure.
So please come and check me out there. And that's JustineCullen_Jewelry.
Fantastic.
Or on Facebook.
Yep, cool. Yeah, no, Instagram works for pieces like that, doesn't
yeah.
it? Because it's picture-based. No, fantastic. We'll come back to you in a minute, Justine. Let's kind of talk to Chris now. So, Chris, you Rift Group have been looking, or Rift R&D tax credits have been looking at something very different there in terms of an R&D tax claim. But you're from the accounting side.
I am.
And we love accountants, because they're not boring in the least, are they?
They're not. They're not.
They're really important. And I'm a big fan of accountants. And... what's happening at the moment? What's the heads up? What do we need to look out for? What do we need to be aware of? What's happening?
Okay, so a few things going on at the moment. So we're coming up towards the end of the financial year for individuals, maybe not for your company, but there will be a lot of companies who've got March year ends, so it might be may be applicable for you as well. So,
because yeah. you got the official tax year starts on the 1st of April.
Yeah. So the tax year starts on the 5th of April, but everyone who's got a limited company will have their own tax year, which may or may not be in line with that. So when you're coming up towards the end of your year for company or individual, you want to think about any investments you want to make. So if you want to make any investments, do them before the end of your tax year rather than into the start of the next one. Otherwise, you've got to wait a year for that tax relief on it.
Yep.
So that's one of the things we'd be talking about. From next month, the pension contributions for auto-enrolment are going to increase.
Okay.
So pension contributions have been in for a few years now, but most people have now met their staging date, so they're having to.
Although I did notice that a few months back, HMRC started fining a few people, and they actually picked on small companies to fine, and fined them quite heavily, and they did that specifically to prove a point that it wasn't just big companies that they were after.
I think a lot of people thought, well, the little guys are going to get through the net.
Yeah, exactly.
So some people weren't complying with what was required.
Yeah.
So they have tried to make a statement with those.
They've hit them, yeah.
But most people now will be in a position where they should be offering a pension to their employees.
Yeah.
So contributions before were 1% and 1% for the employer and the employee. They're going up to 3% for the employee and 2% for the employer from next month.
Yeah.
And they will go up again to 5% and...
They'll go up forever. Anything the government does always goes up and never goes down. Yeah, okay.
So that's happening next month. Mm. We've also got a reduction in the tax-free dividend allowance. So
That was a bit naughty, that, wasn't it, really?
It was. So a couple of years ago, they told us the dividend rules were going to change very significantly to what they were previously, so that you'd only be allowed £5,000 a year of tax-free dividends.
Mm.
And then very swiftly after that, he said from April 2018, it's going to go down to 2%.
Yep.
So we're now at April 2018, so it's going to be 2%.
Yep.
From next month. And I wouldn't be surprised if that number comes down
to 0%.
To 0%, yep.
Absolutely. So there's quite a few changes, as always these days. There's lots of changes. So it's always worth talking to your accountants and finding out what's what. You know, I was a bit rude about accountants earlier, but I don't really feel that way because I work closely with my accountants because I find them really useful. And really helpful, and they tell me what I can't do. They go, "You can't do that, Paul." I'm really, no, you can't do that. Can't do that.
You can't do it anyway, then.
Yeah. I just don't tell them, or I tell them and I go, "Oh, I've already done it. Sorry." It's always good to talk to professionals and get professional advice on anything because the rules are just so complex now that you really do need that professional advice to know what's going on. And the rules change so often. That's one of the big problems that we face in business is rules change all the time. You know, I had a company that was on flat rate VAT for ages and then all of a sudden they snuck in and changed the flat rate VAT rules and it completely threw the company out of whack because it was a big change to what we were doing. So, yeah.
Well, those changes to flat rate have really made that scheme
unviable.
Unviable.
It's just a waste of time.
Is there any positive things, Chris? Go on, try and find
Not
some.
Really. This is the government we're talking about here. They don't do
How
positive
How do you feel
things.
About it all?
About all of it?
Yeah. How do you feel about all these changes?
That's a big question.
About,
Well, it's all right. He earns money out of it.
one of the big things that's coming in, which I'm sure you would have touched on before, is making tax digital.
Yeah.
And that's getting ever closer, even though they do keep delaying it. So actually, that's going to make the requirements on the small, very small business owner much more arduous than they are now. And for us, potentially, that's great because that's going to be more business. But for those individuals who potentially haven't been able to kind of keep up with modern technology, it's going to be very difficult because they're going to be required to do everything on some sort of cloud software that will submit to HMRC. There's no more keeping your cathedral books on ledgers anymore.
Or shoebox.
No. And you'll be surprised how many people still want to do that.
Absolutely.
And when you're talking about businesses, you're not just talking about what you'd quantify as a business. Mm. You could be talking about a plumber who's self-employed and goes to work at the same place every week, or a labourer, or these sort of people who you wouldn't perhaps identify as a business, but HMRC identifies them as a business, so they're going to have to comply the same way.
Yeah.
And it's for these people it's going to be a challenge.
We already spend 5,000 hours a year, this is on average, 5,000 hours a year complying with VAT regulations as businesses. So when it goes digital, and I'm not going to put words in Chris's mouth, so I'm going to tell you what I reckon is going to happen. Once they've gone digital with tax, so it's quarterly, they'll then move to having the tax in advance, which is what they do with businesses like mine, where I have to pay my income tax before I've earned the money. And that's where they're heading. They're trying to get the money in faster and faster and faster, and now they're trying to get the money in before you've even earned it. And that's where they're heading with it.
That's been the position in self-assessment people for quite some time.
Absolutely.
I could see it going that way with other taxes. VAT is going to be the first tax that they move into making tax digital.
Yeah.
Because it's the easiest one to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other taxes will take longer, which is why they keep delaying it.
Yeah. So, lots happening as always. Do stay in touch with your accountant, whoever they may be, because they've always got good information to tell you. And you need to stay on top of it, you know, because it's easy to fall foul of some of these things. And unfortunately, in a world, we were talking to Simon earlier about the benefits of technology. There are some drawbacks to technology too, that they can find you when you haven't done something, and they can find you really quickly. So, you know, that's where we're going. Just coming back to Justine, what are you working on next?
Well, tomorrow, actually, I have something quite exciting to do with Midnight, actually. Tomorrow, model Nancy Sorrell, she lives locally here.
Oh, Nancy, Vic Reeves' wife. Yeah.
Vic Reeves, they're attending National Film Awards in London.
Right.
And I will dress her in the necklace.
Fantastic.
We joined up and did an amazing photo shoot with the necklace just before the Fashion Week event, because we did that together as well.
Right.
So tomorrow she'll be wearing that. And then...
And what's Jim wearing? A bit rude.
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, you're not doing anything for him?
Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows? Maybe. Could be a surprise. And then I'm back to LA in May for the beginning of May for Brit Week.
Right. Okay.
And Brit Week is sort of, it's where they celebrate film and fashion and all things like that for the month of May.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
And
thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show, Justine. It's been a real pleasure to hear from you, and also from Chris. And thank you, Chris, for the update on where we are with accounting and tax practices at the moment. Do stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show. But for the moment, Justine Cullen and Chris Gaze, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Cool.
Thanks for having me.
I had so many questions to ask.
Sorry, love, but
that's
we're running
right.
out of
I
time.
I know, I just wanted to say, honestly, I could keep talking to you for hours.
Just while we were talking to Chris about things like that, I ought to warn you, in case you don't know, that the other thing that's happening in April, of course, is the national minimum wage is going up again. And the new rates are for 25 years and over, it's £7.83 an hour. For 21 to 24 year olds, it's £7.38 an hour. 18 to 20 year olds, it's £5.90 an hour. 16 to 17 year olds, it's £4.20 an hour. And the apprenticeships under 19 is £3.70 an hour. And that all comes into force in April.
Can I just ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Dean, we've got, what do women want?
Women want...
I'm glad she didn't ask me that.
I knew it was going to get it all in the studio, Justine. So I just...
We've only got an hour and 20 minutes left.
Go.
I believe what women want is something really special. I think they enjoy things that have some kind of symbol of either strength or empowerment to them. Mm. And I think you can get that through a really bespoke piece of jewellery. And I think they like things that last the test of time.
Mm. It's not difficult, is it, Justine? Gifts and flowers.
No.
That's all I say.
Yes.
It's even written in my book and chat in the introduction.
I do help a lot of partners, too. I have a special side of my jewellery service that I help partners shop for their other halves, because I know exactly what they want.
There's the margin.
I have a secret way of finding out. I've got like everybody's, I'm like Santa. I've got everybody's list. I know what they like. So when they need a gift, they can come. Yes. It's very interesting.
I love that.
Yeah.
Part
of the special service. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
See, there's the margin. There's the margin of the business, isn't it? And we work in the margins now in businesses. That's what we do.
Yep. Can I read this email now?
If you must.
Thank you.
It's just very exciting. That's
I know, but we're kind of running out of time and we've got to get this in because it's important.
Then.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Paul. Hope you're well. Regarding my challenge, this is from Steve Nash, and he's doing a challenge for Stacey's Smiles. He's doing the London Marathon with you, not that you know him, but a few thousand other people, on April the 22nd. And then a few days later, he's going to walk from John O'Groats to Land's End.
Nice.
Just the 900 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, I'm not an athlete. I'm 44 years old and it's mind over matter. He said, I'm from Kent. I'm from Vigo Village. That's near Mepham. And I'm doing this for Stacey Smiles. It's a charity very close to my heart. Kent-based charity, Gravesend, who create special memories for the families of children diagnosed with neuroblastoma cancer by granting wishes and organising treats. The founders of Stacey Smiles are the parents of Stacey Mole, who was from Gravesend, and she was diagnosed with neuroblastoma in 2010 and passed away after a brave battle in 2015. So far, the charity has created memories for families in Wigan, Preston, Bristol, London, Surrey, Kent, and provided many boxes of smiles to children who cannot leave their hospital beds. This is a most fantastic charity, and I hope it's something you can help me promote. My fundraising page is UK Virgin Money giving.com, Steve Nash. To find out more about Stacey's Smiles, it's Stacey's with an S, smiles.org.uk, and you can give directly to the charity at justgiving.com/Stacey's Smiles. Steve, thank you for that. We wish you much success with that. We'll certainly give it another mention next week, and we hope you raise lots of money for a very, very important and worthwhile charity.
It's an amazing day. It truly is. And you see so many stories like that, and you can speak to them as they're going around. It's just phenomenal. Phenomenal. Smaller and growing businesses are struggling to hire the right talent, according to the most recent survey from Smith and Williamson. 66% of businesses are seeking new hires, according to the Enterprise Index survey, a quarterly barometer which tests the views of over 200 business leaders and entrepreneurs. However, only 38% believe that the workforce is sufficiently trained or educated to help them achieve their growth plans. And that just brings us back to Simon. I love what you do, is that monthly. I think it's so important to keep investing. It's not just a one-off, oh, we'll just take them here and do a jolly team building. It's not about that at all, actually. You've already got that loyalty and that enthusiasm.
Continue investing.
Yeah.
Cool. I've got a couple of things I want to tell you about. Yes, the miracle happened. A dream grew into reality. It all started with an old battered book written way back in 1923. The book was called Into the Frozen South, and it was by Scout Marr of the Quest Expedition. About 5 years ago now, I stumbled across the book, partly by accident and partly, no doubt, because I've always had a passion for all things Antarctica since I was a boy. So I eagerly opened it up and started to read. Chapter 1, Hope Realised. It was difficult to believe that I stood a fighting chance of being chosen as one of the band of gallant adventurers bound for the frozen south. Afterwards, for the next 5 years since reading those lines, I've continued to dream about sending 40 members of Kent Scouts on a research expedition of a lifetime to Antarctica in a 100-year-old sailing vessel. We formed the Request 2021 Steering Committee back in 2014, and we've done an amazing amount of work behind the scenes. Since, however, we now find that, like Scout Marr, we also need a miracle. We simply need another scouting miracle, the equivalent of 40 King Penguin sponsors in 40 days. Every £20 raised takes us 1 kilometre closer to Antarctica. Can you help make another miracle happen? Can we grow this dream together in reality? And that's from Alan Noak, and Alan's a district commissioner for Kent Scouts. And I happen to know they need to raise £300,000 to get this exhibition off the ground. You can email Alan to find out more about it or to help donate. Alan.Noak, N-O-A-K-E, at kentscouts.org.uk. And funnily enough, 2 years ago at Fruitworks, we ran a thing called Fruitworks Create, which is a networking event. And Alan was speaking about something completely different at the event. And we were talking about motivation and things like that. And I was stood next to Alan, having finished his talk. And I said to him, what's one of the great things that would motivate you? And he said, you know what, I'd love to visit the Antarctic. And a bloke, there was only 20 people in the audience, and a bloke sat right in front of us, went, oh, that's interesting, my brother's the station manager for the Antarctic station. Really? How unbelievably coincidental is that? It's just unbelievable. Anyway, they're going to go, and they need to raise some more money. Alan.Noak, kentscouts.org. Do help them out. Well, you got, Bert? You got a chance for one more.
Okay. So are you looking to boost your growth in 2018? I would like to invite you to the Accelerate Your Growth Seminar in association with the FSB, Federation of Small Businesses. The seminar will take place on the 26th of April. Cool, that's a busy date. At the Business Terrace in Maidstone at 2 o'clock. And this is on Eventbrite, so it's for seminar programme and secure your booking. Go on to
www.
And this is acaciauk.net. Go and check them out.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Tazzy64 who says, JC Jewellery, that'll be you then. Enjoying your Business Bunker interview with Paul and Bird. Looking at your website, gorgeous, unique designs.
And there she loves the name of them as well, Midnight. See, you've got the women's spot on.
Anybody who thinks she'd work that out?
We'd love a bit of Midnight.
Absolutely. Have you got one more?
Oh, you just made me...
Yeah, Simon.
Just indulge me a second, but last week the Red Arrows had a crash, and obviously Jonathan Bayliss passed away in that crash. I just wanted to put my thoughts out to the Red Arrows. Godspeed, and fly safe.
Yeah, thank you for that, it was a real tragedy. Thankfully, that kind of thing doesn't happen very often. But.
No, it doesn't, but it's tragic none the same. And the guys who engineer the aircraft all across the country are fantastic, and the risks, it just brings home the risks that the guys are taking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I think it just brings out that risk.
Have you got one?
No.
I'll tell you what then. You do it. Start social media in a box. There's a strategy workbook, a planner, and videos. It costs 149 quid normally, but you can get it on special offer for 99 quid at the moment. Are you looking to increase your success with social media activities? Would you like to put together your social media strategy and be more organised over the next year with content ideas, campaigns and engagement? Start Social is a ZC social media product that has everything you need in order to get started or to grow your existing social media knowledge. And you can purchase your Start Social Media in a box by going to zcsocialmedia.com. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Social media in a box. I like the sound of that. And one more.
Did you not see it on our Instagram?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, yeah, it is good. Yeah. It looks gorgeous as well. The design of the box looks good too. Yeah, no, absolutely. The Lee Academies Trust's annual fundraising event takes place on Friday the 29th of June at the Bexley Cricket Club. It's a star-studded PCA team will take on a Lee Academies Trust 11 made up of students from the academies. Prior to the match, there'll be a fabulous charity lunch with all the proceeds going towards supporting the education of our 10,000 students across Kent and South East London. A table of 10 is available for 650 quid plus VAT. Alternatively, a seat at a table can be purchased for just 65 quid. For more information about supporting this amazing event, contact me, and that's Simon Bettridge, and he's the business manager at Strood Academy, and you can contact him on Medway 01634 717 121. And I think that brings us to the end of another Business Bunker show. I'd just like to say a massive thank you to my co-host, Bird on a Bike, and our fabulous guests, Mr. Simon Batt of Colin Batt Removals, the lovely Justine Cullen of JC Jewellery, the awesome Mr. Chris Gaze of Rift Accounting. I want to tell you to listen in to our sister show, the Business Bunker Extra Show, at 11 a.m. this Friday, presented by the lovely Amanda Flanders. And I can't remember who their guest is this week. Sorry.
Oh, I did know, but I don't.
I did know too.
I'm Snapchatting, sorry.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, listen in and find out. It'll be a surprise, won't it? That's the Business Bunker Extra Show, 11 a.m. this Friday with Amanda Flanders. Just to let you know, coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of today, at 5 p.m. on Channel Radio 1, we have Mr. Craig Agerey, the ladies' favourite, the man with the stripy socks, who will be doing 2 hours of celebrity interviews, music and all kinds of other shenanigans. We're then joined by a new presenter, I think it's his second show in, from 7 till 9, Mr. James LaSalle. And James is actually the keyboard player in Cockney Rebel. Harley and Cockney Rebel. Yes. So James LaSalle will be on for 2 hours. And then we finish off on Tuesday night, as we always do on a Tuesday, with the wonderful Mr.
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down.
Full drum beat and a squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
As always, we finish up with Mr. Boy George at 11 tonight for a couple of hours with the fabulous Club Culture show. I've just been reminded, forcibly, quite right, the reason I don't know who Amanda's guest is because there ain't a show this week, because it's Good Friday, isn't it?
Oh, yes,
in
of
it,
course.
In it. That's why I didn't know who the guest was. So I'm really sorry about that. So we'll have a repeat show on for this Friday. And then Amanda and the Business Bunker Extra Show will be back on the following Friday when their guest is Carrie Stay of Clockwork Moggy. So do tune into
Carrie's
that.
That's cool.
She's well cool.
Great.
She's a graphic artist and graphic designer.
She's got great hair like you as well, Justine. She had pink. I had pink one time and she's got pink hair as well. Yeah, love a bit of pink.
Justine hasn't got pink hair.
She's got green.
It's green. Yeah.
It's cool.
Thank you.
I thought she had a cold. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I'll let you off.
That was really rude of me, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry about that. No, so
yep, I can't get you out of that one.
No,
I'm really
way,
sorry.
There's no way out
just
of that.
Carry on.
I wish I'd finished early now. yeah, so not this Friday, the following Friday, Business Bunker Extra with the lovely Amanda Flanders and her guest Carrie Stay of Clockwork Moggy. Do tune in for that. And we will be back next Tuesday with another great lineup of guests. In the meantime, have a fabulous week. We will see you all soon. Thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show. Take care.
Much love.
Bye bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.
Channel.